All right, so this is the beginning of my super cool stream, and let's talk about how the audio gaming career of Uriel Gomez came to life. The first game ever was Roadsplat, and it was a huge failure. Well, it was a huge success, but it was a huge programming failure. Just was BeatStar. But BeatStar, apart from a programming failure, was a failure full of bugs. Anyway, Roadsplat was my first game. I made it in 2010, I think. And that was when BGT first came out. Didn't even have most of the programming patterns you expect from a proper programming language, like classes and stuff. So the first Roadsplat version was very rudimentary. And, you know, I don't even have the code anymore for that. Otherwise, we could play it, but it was fun for me. I remember making Roadsplat in class. I mean, I know it's bad, right, Guillaume? It's pretty bad to code in class.
It is totally, and of course I can, oh, sorry, I'm not talking into, where's the mic?
Here.
I'm hearing it on the stream, and I'm like super
let me away. Let me put closer to you again. There we go.
So, what I was saying is that you can definitely say that no part of Villains from Beyond at all, no part whatsoever, was coded in class.
Are you sure?
None at all. Absolutely. Zero lines were.
Right.
So
it was still a mess anyway. I mean, it had some improvements, but the code was still very dirty.
It wasn't deep.
Oh, I love this song, by the way. This is Eardrops by Novum or whatever.
Huh.
Let's get some beers, right? Look what we've got here. 3, 2, 1. Yeah!
Yes!
Beers! Anyway. Mira, el pica prefiere una coca. I see some guy likes Coke or Coca-Cola? Or what?
What do you mean? I mean, it's the same thing.
No, Coke is cocaine.
Oh, well, I mean, okay, I guess. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyway, after Roadsplat, what happened after Roadsplat? There was a new version of Roadsplat, and there was a Spanish translation. It was still very bad.
Oh, really? I did not know that the English was actually the first. I thought the Spanish one was
No. Oh, someone wants us to share the beers, I think. Sure. Come over here.
Yeah, sure thing.
Anyway, yes, the Roadsplat was in English, and I remember the bugs that it had was that when you reached the main menu, you couldn't, like, what was it? You exited the game and the menu would still come up and you would be stuck in the main menu.
Oh,
because,
yeah, this is true. This is true. I do remember this. It's been such a long time. This is true. Mm. The exit thing would just bring you back to the menu.
Because the functions didn't return, and they were just stacking. Yeah, they were stacking on top of each other, right? Oh, Steve-O is here. Hello.
Oh, nice. Hello.
Yes, we will be giving away your game later, and I will soon purchase a copy for the winner. Hello, Steve. Anyway, yes, as we were talking, Roadsplat was the first game I made, and then the Spanish version came out. And then QuickTap came along. What happened with QuickTap?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but QuickTap, my first ideas, honestly, were... QuickTap was basically a game I took from an iPhone app called QuickTap, and actually, most of the sounds for QuickTap, or the first version of QuickTap, were from that same app.
And you know, it was kind of funny because he very openly advertised this fact. I have no idea, well, I probably know why, but if any of the developers would have seen, that would have been a huge copyright issue because it was proudly announced that this was indeed a clone of the QuickTap iOS app.
Who cares?
Oh no, no one did.
Yeah.
No one did.
But what about the first version of BeatStar?
Oh yeah, this is very true.
Yeah, happened with BeatStar?
You know, I think I may still have a copy of that, and it wasn't even called BeatStar back then. It was literally just called Smack Me Demo or something.
No, it was called Smack Me for Windows.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
And in fact, when they're talking, wait, what are they talking about? Oh,
honestly, oh.
Something about Scramble. Anyway,
I see.
Yeah, so Smack Me for Windows, and actually the first game, or the first versions of the game, in fact, throughout the BGT versions of the game, the sounds in the default pack were from Smack Me. Like, it wasn't even, you know, original, and it wasn't until the JavaScript version that I wrote in Electron, which had some mixed reactions anyway. But, the pack was very good. Like, I was proud, I'm still proud of that pack, because even though it's mostly Apple loops, really, but it's good, like, for a game.
Yeah, it wasn't
bad, right?
Yep, yes indeed.
So, yeah. Let's see, hold on, wait. I remember one of the first packs. Yes, you can beat the default pack without any safeguards. Let me put this in English. Hold on.
Oh, is voiceover also going through the stream?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So, what happened with the first BeatStar pack? Actually, Smack Me for Windows wasn't going to have any packs. It was just going to be this silly Smack Me clone, right? But then I came up with the idea, like, why don't I make it possible for people to... Well, actually, no. The idea was, why don't I create many folders with different sounds, right? And then I was like, okay, this needs to be customizable to the users, right? But let me speak about the first packs. What happened with the first packs? The first packs I remember were Dubby and Dubstep.
Oh no, wasn't this the one that had the really controversial sound?
I am Hitler, right? I had a very controversial sound in those packs. The action for the tab key was Heil, and no, it was actually Heil Hitler, and when you press tab, it said NINE! In the Rammstein voice, right? In the Rammstein Du Hast Mich, that song, you know, it says NINE all the time. So, some people were like, oh, don't do that, because, you know, Heil Hitler, that's not good, so... But let me tell you the story behind this Heil Hitler. It was actually recorded by me, and it was something stupid that we were doing with some friends. I don't remember exactly. Actually, I should look in my SD card, see if I have the entire recording.
Unedited source material.
Yes, the source material. And actually, most of the sounds for that Dubby and Dubstep. I have the president of Spain saying, end quote, right? Fin de la cita.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's right. That was the, like, freeze thing, right? Like,
yeah.
Discord, Canary, Thigo Gamer, Number
General, Text Channels, G-Wave, Super Mario, 3D World, Horgatio, Linda. And also, one of the other sounds was my friend saying, usted pedió una pizza? Did you order a pizza? And also saying communist or something like that. It was very, very fun to make.
That.
And I should actually see if I have the source material for this real quick. Let's play some music until... let's look for it.
Audio hijack. Text edit. Spotify. Finder. Finder. Escritorio.
Then
Filina can pick.
Jorge. Cerrando. No, Disco Canary, ya 1969, General, Text Channels, Is This Exigan?
I don't think we'll be able to find the source because no, it's going to be hard to find, but I will try to find it for the future. But anyway, what happened for this dubstep pack? I made a couple other packs, like Spain music, Spanish music, pop 1, pop 2. It was all very funny and very nice. And all of a sudden there were 450 packs and it was unmanageable, right? So it wasn't until this year, right? Because I got a software developer job in 2021 in April, and I've been learning a lot of software development stuff, and I was like, I need to think about how this silly downloader works, because it was just a PHP file serving a glob with like an array structure with a bunch of pack files in it with a file size or something. So I thought it's time to remake this. So I made an API, I made the BeatStar downloader and uploader. You can now upload packs from within the game, and it's all very nice. What else do I need to talk about? I'm sorry, I'm not very good at this yet. I remember, for example, that one of the first collaborators for BeatStar packs was Damien. I don't know, is it? Damien, yes, from Excite?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Damien Satter, yeah. Is it? He made a couple of packs. He made the piano pack and the Kill Me pack and Arion Tool. Yes, the piano pack, the one that, unless you have absolute hearing, it's very hard to play. What's it called again?
Perfect Pitch.
Perfect Pitch, yeah. Yes, Perfect Pitch in English, sorry. Yeah. I slipped there. So, yes, he made that pack. And then Arion Tool made Blast from the Past, which was a huge hit.
So much time on Blast from the Past.
Yeah, it's very good. And then I made an interesting pack called 50 Shades of Eloquence.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
do you remember that one?
Yeah.
I intentionally chose songs which had disturbing lyrics. Like, let me show you some of them, guys. I'm going to play some songs from 50 Shades of Eloquence right now. And just so you know, let's hear some of the action sounds, right?
Stop! Whip me! Slap me! Fuck me!
Wait, you didn't know it was me?
No.
No? Oh yes, it was. Let's hear some of the songs. They are intentionally disturbing.
I will never let you go again.
Try to understand what goes inside of the man that used to hold your hand.
Right, so this was 50 Shades of Eloquence, and what else happened? What happened after BeatStar? I made a couple other games. Yes, it is available. The pack. Oh my god. We have 25 listeners, Guillem! Yay! It's half of what Steve-O had today for his Scramble stream, by the way. I did stay up, I didn't stay up. I slept from like 9 to 1:50 and woke up and listened to the stream and bought the game, yeah. And then I fell asleep again at like 4.
I have to admit I have not seen the game just yet, but it will happen. I'm definitely interested.
You will see it today, because we have a Windows machine here. Anyway, so I made a couple other games. I made games like, what was it, the new version of QuickTap. I made Run For Your Life, which was a quite interesting time waster, and, you know, it was actually very hard to play.
It was indeed.
Yeah. And what else? What else did I make? Oh, that Thief game, which was a huge failure, right? Because you could, like, press all
the
keys.
Yeah, you could spam the keys, and because the rate of success was bigger than it should be, you could just spam the number keys and everything worked.
I made a version which fixed it, but I don't know if I ever published it. Anyway, if you go to my website now and click on the Legacy Games, you will find the source code to all of the BGT games. Without the scoreboard system, of course, because that wasn't mine. Back when I was coding in BGT, I didn't have enough experience to code something like that in PHP yet. If I were to make one now, I wouldn't use PHP. I would use a Node app with some kind of database like a MongoDB or something. Anyway, what about Villains from Beyond? What can you tell us about that game?
Oh man, okay, so Villains from Beyond was actually quite... Here, I'm going to turn the mic a little bit so I can actually talk into it. Yes, hello? Yes. Okay. So, Villains from Beyond. Initially, this came from my slight obsession with, older technology and older games and 8-bit games and such things, which was pretty active around 2016, 2017. And I ended up finding out about this game Xevious, which was pretty interesting. It was one of these like endless scrolling shooters, right? Like you were always moving forward. So yeah. You know, in the end, it's not really terribly different from something like Space Invaders, but it looks different. It looks very different. In audio, it might not really feel very different, but it looks very different.
No, come on, it is. It is different. Like
yeah. Like it's a different mechanic. It just, you know, in audio, it's not as much of a massive difference as it might be when you're looking at it, because like you're always moving.
Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting to me, and I'd never seen a game like that. So I was like, you know, it might be cool that, because I've always loved like these little arcade game type deals, and yeah, so I started making what at some point just was a little Xevious.pgt, you know, and it ended up turning for a while, because I remember I told Uriol about it, and he wanted to make it into something related to robots, so then the folder ended up changing into Robius. I remember this very well. And
no, actually, that wasn't the reason.
Really?
The reason was that we didn't want to get into copyright trouble, so we ended up changing the name.
Oh yeah. This is also true, but I don't remember where the robots thing came from.
I made a pack with robots in it. I think that's why, right?
Oh, that must have been later, because the packs thing didn't happen until, because I started working on it a little bit, like just it was just a silly little thing, and then Oriol came up and he was like, "Yo, why don't you just use my template with all the, you know, all the menus and the packs and the language, like localization and stuff?" And I was like, okay. So yeah. I plugged in my stuff to all of that, and that's where the actual Villains from Beyond got started. And then I got, I remember Arjan was actually also involved in the beta testing. I think Henrik as well. I had a really good beta team. I was very happy about that, because that game was a mess, and I learned a lot coding wise.
Mm.
Quite well, a lot. And then
did you? Are you sure?
I did.
Defender wasn't much better coded.
Well, no, because Defender was an entirely new system, and I was still trying to get used to JavaScript, which is my excuse for absolutely terrible code, which you can totally see by unwrapping the ASR.
Mm. No, I mean, I can definitely see where you're coming from. Like, BeatStar is a huge mess as well. BeatStar has like 3 big files. There's main.js, which has like 1,000 lines. There is minis.js, which is minigames, and it has like, what, 2,600 lines?
Oh man.
And then there is, what is the other one? Strings.js, but that's just localization, and that's probably not the best way to do it. I should have made a JSON file for that, but yeah.
Oh yeah.
Strings.js is like a couple thousand lines as well. I don't know. But it needs to be a JSON. I mean, I know this game has a lot of bugs, BeatStar. It probably needs to be remade, but I don't know if I want to do that, because the game is big, and I honestly want to work on new projects.
And it's gone through like at least one remake already, and that was a pretty big one.
You mean one?
Well, the JS one, right? And then I think you even, I don't know if you rewrote or refactored some of the JS, right?
Because I was going to.
Oh, did you never? Oh.
No, but what I did rewrite was the downloader, like with the new API, right?
I see.
And that was the new downloader, which is also an uploader, because now you can upload packs from within the game.
Yeah.
And that is, like, I'm trying to do things better now, because, for example, there is a file now for the downloader, and there is a file for the uploader class, and everything is in its own code. So the main.js went from like 2,300 lines to 2,000 lines.
Oh, well, that's not. Could be a lot worse.
Yeah, but BeatStar needs a lot of work. There are callbacks everywhere, there are promises everywhere. Sorry about all the technical terms. Basically, the code is a plate of spaghetti which needs to be eaten and remade. But
yeah.
I don't know when that's going to happen. But what I started doing the other day, I think 2 days ago, was rewrite Road Splat in Love 2D. There is nothing yet, nothing I can play, but I'm starting to come up with a structure. Basically, what I'm doing is using the same sounds as I did for the JavaScript version of Road Splat, which I didn't talk about, which I should have, but I did try to rewrite I did try to rewrite Road Splat in JavaScript at one point. It was quite successful because it was using 3D audio with Google Resonator, which is a new API for 3D audio and HRTF and all that stuff. But I want to do this in Love2D. Love2D is a Lua-based engine. And I want to see how this comes up and see how it later ends up coming out and see if this works, because actually, yes, I should talk about Lucky Strike, right? Lucky Strike was my first experiment in with Love2D, and it was it's basically, for the ones of you who haven't heard about it, it's a robot killing game. Basically, you're moving around in, what is it, 270 degrees?
Something like that.
You move around, you move in circles and kill robots. And the catch is that every time you shoot, your gun has a higher chance of exploding, right? And basically you kill robots. It was a very little experiment for the blind... For the Blind Gamers Jam, was it? What's it called?
Something like that. Blind Gaming Accessible... something gaming... Yeah. I can't remember.
So that was quite successful. I mean, I really like working with Love2D and...
I have to say I'm very, very hopeful about Love2D, and you know, I'm very happy that people are actually starting to look at it, because it's an actual game engine, you know, and it's something that is also kind of in the mainstream.
Yep.
It's not used very, very often, but it's definitely more mainstream than something like BGT ever was, and a lot of great things were made in BGT, of course.
Yeah.
But you know, that now that we have the possibility of 3D audio and everything that comes with Love2D and the physics engine and all that, I am definitely very hopeful for the next generation of developers. I mean, there has to be one at some point, right? And it's either this or also the quite a few things we made with JavaScript. That's still, I think that's still a very good ecosystem for
definitely.
For smaller games. Oriel made, you know, BeatStar and Rhythm Rage, and you rewrote another one, didn't you?
Yes. Well, Rhythm Rage in JavaScript was never finished.
Oh, that's right.
It should be. But no, what I mean is that, actually, I think you're wrong in the sense that Love2D is probably good for smaller games and free games, because as it stands
now,
you can't prevent people from grabbing the source code somehow.
No.
Everyone's going to have the source code to your game if you use Love2D. That's the main thing. And that's not something you can change, because the Lua code is not actually embedded. It's actually written into a file and it gets appended to the executable
file.
Yeah. But for bigger games, you can use JavaScript, of course. BeatStar is quite a big game. And yes, it's full of bugs, but that's my fault because the code is very messy. No, really.
I remember we did, not me directly, but other people that have started making things with JavaScript have run into little bottlenecks. But, you know, it's still... There are definitely two alternatives that just make things a lot easier. Like, just... Not necessarily easier... Well, easier for the developer, mostly, because there are just more resources out there, you know? I remember, like, maze generation, something like that, right? Like, you look on NPM, and there's going to be a million maze generation libraries. Whereas, you know, previously with BGT, you had to wait for someone to make an include. And so this is what I'm saying, like, maybe not necessarily even JavaScript or Love2D, but the fact that people are going for more, you know, mainstream tools is just, I don't know, I think there's quite a lot of hope for the next generation.
I'm kind of impressed with System Fault as well. Have you tried that game?
I never got around to trying it.
Dude, you need to try it. I have it here. I purchased. I'm gonna show it to you later.
Yeah, I've heard very good things about it, but I've never actually gotten to try it.
This is actually written in Rust.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's very impressive.
I don't know how easy it would be to write a smaller game in Rust.
It's not.
Yeah.
Rust is not easy.
But we also had this. I think it was. Was it Trenton? No, not Trenton. Nolan. Sorry,
yes.
I don't know why I get his name confused with Trenton, who is someone completely different. He wrote, I will not remember what the name is. That Berserk thing, that was originally Rust, wasn't it?
That's System Fault.
What? wait. But wasn't that called like Rampage or something?
Nolan wrote System Fault, didn't he?
Okay, is it the same thing? Because I remember there was a Berserk type that, you know, like the mazes with the little robots and stuff. And I think that was... initially called Rampage or something. Maybe I fell out of touch with it before it changed to being called System Fall. Am I being just really confused?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so what is System Fall? Okay, well, this will be interesting.
System Fall is a Berserk clone.
I see. Okay, so I think this might have just been a, like, older generation. I remember there was something called Rampage, which I tried to build on the Mac, and that never worked. Because I just don't know how things work. But, yeah.
Wait, someone said something on Discord?
Oh.
Maybe about Rampage? Hold on. Yes, it was. Rampage is the initial version. Oh!
I see. Okay, okay. Yeah, so I'm getting the names confused. Never mind.
Yeah. So, did you try it?
No. That's the thing. I actually haven't... No, I tried some of the first versions, but the later ones, I've heard many people play them. Mm-hmm. Or, well, play it, but I never got to try it, because I never did.
Yeah. What on earth is Berserk?
So Berserk is an old arcade game.
Yeah, Gideon knows.
Yeah, I actually initially started making something like Berserk after Dark Defender, little shameless plug. I will get into that later, maybe.
Yeah.
But that was, well, Berserk was an old, I think it was 80s, 90s arcade game. Mix between a maze game and kind of like a just that little thing. You had robots that you had to kill and such things.
Mm-hmm.
It was, well, it was basically what System Fault is. I swear, I thought it was called Rampage. That is so interesting.
It probably was.
But yeah, it's an old arcade cabinet, just like Xevious, just like Defender, and Nolan made a very, very good. I've definitely heard it played, and I know it's a very good game. Mm-hmm. Made a very good rewrite as an adaptation of it.
Right? It's kind of a shoot 'em up, right? It's
yeah, something like that. Except, you know, it's in a maze, so it makes it a little bit more irritating in the great way.
This is basically what System Fault is.
Right, yeah.
It's in a maze. Now he even added a new game mode where you can like draw some cards or something to affect your gameplay. It's weird.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll try it out later. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And what else? Wait, let me check the stream notes here. Tabal. I'm lying with you. It's more than just dreams. We're in seventh heaven now. One. Disco canal, ya 1989, general, text channels, damn, you existen, fantasy, disco canal, hazle yo 04, general, text channels, oyol, video demo, yo 20, plate, for JavaScript, ideal, one, tu editor, now, JavaScript, with audio games. Discord canal, hazle yo 04, general, text channels, from Yorican. We're in seventh heaven now. One, two. Sorry, we are back. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Ah!
Oh yeah, mine is coming later. I'm still finishing my first.
Yeah, he's slow, or maybe I'm too fast.
Yeah, I don't, something in between.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, yes, I removed all my games from GitHub because actually shouldn't. Yeah, let's change the song. Yeah. Spotify, siguiente. Subí volumen. Oh, I like this one. Should we switch to something more? Do you have any requests, William?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. You know, while you're talking, while you're still going through the history, maybe you should play some.
I'm not gonna let you talk.
Wow, that is the most terribly annoying thing I have ever heard. Wonderful. Oh wow, on the stream it sounds like a key or something. You know, I don't know, it's weird.
It's actually the beer...
Yeah, like the lid, the thing.
The lid,
the,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. What were you saying?
This was definitely something, definitely relevant to the stream. What was I saying? I have no idea what I was saying. Yeah, exactly that. I lost my train of thought due to.
Of course you are.
His noises.
Sorry.
You know, mine doesn't actually do this. I don't know why. Anyway.
You suck.
I can't get it to do it. Anyway. Oh shit. Oh wow, mine is even more annoying. Look.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway. Moving on.
Yeah, someone's saying it's like a control in the arcades, the pinball, right?
Yeah, this is kind of true.
Stop.
We're only one beer in, and this is already going on. I don't know what that says about us, but
Someone's saying this is the best stream ever. Oh, thank you. It's a gun controller. Should we play some game on the Mac? I have a game on the Mac. Which games do I have on the Mac?
You don't have your a little teaser of something that may or may not happen that we all told me about earlier. We may or may not end up being able to play Windows games. We don't know just yet because we're waiting for an Amazon delivery.
Yeah, and we're waiting for an Amazon patch, actually a USB sound card delivery, which will let me stream, pass audio through Windows to Mac, right?
Yeah,
is that
the
right word?
Yeah, just patch the audio, yeah, just like the audio.
Patch the audio through?
Yeah.
Anyway, we can play some games on the Mac. I do have some games, but what were we talking about? I totally lost the train of thought because we were doing this.
Before you mentioned the music thing, you were talking about there was the whole system fault thing. I guess I think you were going.
Bye, Pika. Oh, he's leaving.
Oh, bye.
He's leaving. He's the news guy.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know him?
I've heard his name before. What a small community.
No, I haven't watched West Side Story, whatever that is.
West Side Story? Oh, you know, I haven't. It's a musical, I believe. I haven't watched it either, but I've heard the songs like a million times. I just don't know what it's about.
So what were we talking about?
I think you said something about your iOS games. I don't know if you actually started saying something relevant or not, but I remember you mentioned
it. I was going to ask you about Dark Defender because you haven't said much about that.
Oh, I see.
I think.
So, Dark Defender, in the line of Xevious or Villains from Beyond, was also a remake of an old arcade game. So, Defender is a game where you basically just fly a little spaceship around the screen and you can fly it up and down and you're always moving left and right and you have to kill these little enemies and try to get them not to pick up the humans that are on the ground, sending SOS signals, and if they do pick them up, you have to, you know, destroy the ships and pick the humans that fall to the ground. It's a very intense game, and I had no idea what to make it in, because I always have this dilemma when I start making a game of, oh, what do I make it in? Because I code not very often, shall we say.
You should be proud of that game because it's quite good. I mean,
I kind of, you know, as much as the code is an absolute,
it's awful.
It's an absolute fucking mess. I don't know if this is supposed to be family friendly, but
what? No.
Okay, well, it's an absolute fucking mess, and it works. There are barely any inconsistencies that I've seen in that game, and yeah. So I started making it in JavaScript, which was something that, up to that point, not many people had explored. By the not the request, but by the I guess the like suggestion of Talon, who later made Psychopath, which was a very, very good game.
Yes, Psychopath is amazing.
Yeah. So before Psychopath came out, he suggested that I should use JavaScript and told me a little bit about how it worked. Mm-hmm. And Dark Defender was a thing, and it was pretty good. I remember my best memory from that game, apart from the commit history, which is just hilarious because it makes absolutely no sense.
Is there one?
Yeah, there is very much one, and it's such a mess. Nothing good. So I remember I also had a very good beta team. I've been very, very lucky with both of my beta teams. And
I should start doing that.
Get yeah, beta teams. Because you I should. Never it's actually very team. Helpful.
I never had a beta team for yeah, any yeah. of my games. That's why BeatStar has That's so many bugs.
No, it's very helpful. And I remember Henrik, who was, I believe, was one of my best players, had gotten to, I think it was like level 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea how you could get further than that, because I just didn't. And so, you know, at level 8 or 9, the game ran fine. And then I released it, and 24 hours later, less than 24 hours later, I had this dude on the Audigames forum. I can't remember who this was. If you're listening to this stream and you are that person, congrats your fucking relations. I can't say anything else. I don't know what to say. But 24 hours later, I had someone being like, "Hey, so when you get to level 18, the game starts." I was like, "What? How the hell did you get to level 18?" And so it was just not clearing out the array, right? So there were a lot of nulls in there, and or nils or whatever the hell. And so it was a really quick fix, and then you just could get to endless levels. And to this day, I do not know what level that person got up to, because if they got to level 18, they could have probably gotten higher.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, I wanted to also talk about that. That's what I actually forgot to talk about. I was going to talk about iOS games, right? Because when I started making games, and since I got the iPhone, actually I got an iPod Touch 3G first.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that was the first device ever to have VoiceOver after the iPhone 3GS.
Yep.
So, and then I got an iPhone 4, and I was like, okay, I want to make apps for it, but of course it wasn't that easy. Like, I had to pay $99 for the Apple developer. I didn't want to pay for it because I didn't know how to make apps. So I kind of let it go. I didn't do anything. I downloaded a free version of some app called Corona, which would let me code in Lua. And
oh, that's
I was
right.
like, this is very fun because I already code for MushZ in Lua. MushZ was the Alter Eon plugin for Blind, which was actually made by me, and it's called MushZ because my character in there was called Yoon, so that's why MushZ. So, coded in Lua for iOS 3. Morning, hello, welcome.
Hello.
Why is my server listener monitor not? We have 44 listeners now.
Oh, nice.
And it's supposed to play a sound, but on
why does
Mac,
it say oh no 24?
Because we had 25.
Oh.
Actually, I should show you the code. It's pretty interesting.
Oh no.
Good for them. No, it is. It's good.
Oh, okay. I thought
I
it was
made
like
it,
interesting.
2 days ago, just for this stream. Yeah.
Damn.
And what was I talking? Oh, iOS games. Yeah. I started trying to make games with Corona, with this Lua thing, and it didn't work. I didn't know what I was doing because I couldn't pay for the Apple developer. I kind of let it go until the mid 2020, after the pandemic hit. I was like, I don't have any job. I just finished my internship as a developer. I don't know what I'm doing because I need to find a job and I don't have any work.
Didn't you ever actually mess with that Pythonista thing that was around for a while?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yes, but I didn't make any games with it.
Oh, I see,
I used Pythonista for, you know, some scripts, but I didn't make any games with it, no.
Oh, okay. Because I remember, I think you told me about it, and I didn't know if you had made any, like...
No.
I see.
I wanted to, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I realized, like, if everyone needs to have the app to play my games, like, this is not...
Yeah, and it was a paid app as well, so that wouldn't have...
So, the pandemic hit, in September, in September is when I started, you know, getting serious about making iOS games, I think, or maybe it was even sooner than that. I started reading books about Swift and Swift UI and stuff, which is a framework that Apple uses to make apps nowadays. Back then, we had Interface Builder, which was completely inaccessible. You had to build interfaces graphically, and it was a mess. Like, you could do it by code, but it was all full of hacks, you know, do this so you don't have to double click here or drag this here.
Very short, but very important interruption. There you go. move on.
Yeah. So, I learned a lot about Swift UI. I got the books from the excellent hackingwithswift.com website, which actually it's a pity that he is not listening, but yeah. I got his books, I started reading up on Swift, and it was all very interesting. I really enjoyed it. I made a clone of 2048.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that one was very good.
Indeed.
And also Accessible Hangman and Choose Your Face, which was a Deal or No Deal type of game. I had help from both Guillem and Peter.
Oh man, I remember
the sounds, right?
The sound design for that game was really fun because it was kind of almost crowdsourced. It was obviously all the work was Peter's.
But yeah, the sounds, yeah.
Yeah, but I remember we collectively looked at, you know, the emojis that you'd given him. And kind of decided on.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah. This was. You know, obviously, the work all goes. You know, the credit goes to
right.
Peter.
No. All of you. It was currently untitled audio duck design. Check out the website, please.
Yeah. Another shameless plug. In case anyone wants any audio design done, currently untitled dot design.
Yeah. Check it out right now.
That was I heard it back through the stream now, and I heard that what I intended to sound somewhat badass actually sounded me like my voice just went.
Currently untitled audio design. Check it out right now.
That did not sound great. Oh well. A shameless plug over. Not the best advertisement ever, but it gets the job done.
Actually, you were responsible for making the entire music for Palabra Canabra, right?
Oh, that's another thing I'm kind of proud of. It's it's very dynamic. It's based on your score. I think if he actually, you know, I don't actually remember if he implemented what I suggested, but
what
isn't it based on your previous high score? Like depending on how close you are to beating it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah. Depending on how close you are to beating it, it unlocks more layers of music. And what I'm very happy about regarding that music is that it never really gets in the way, even when you have all the layers up.
Yeah. Did we introduce the game? Palabra Canabra is an anagrams game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It gives you a word at the beginning, and what you do is you start entering words, and if they are part of the word, you know, your basic anagrams game, but then you have this cool music and stuff, and it's very nice to play. It's
very immersive, if anything. Like once you get into the game, and because you also have, you know, the music is in time with the timer, because you do have limited time, and the more words you do, the more time you have. Mm-hmm. And you have a little clock thing, which is also in time with everything else, and it keeps getting louder. So it's
you also made.
Yeah. It has a little delay on it. I'm very proud of the sound design of that game.
Yeah, it's great. And Peter also made the scoring sounds and.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it was all very good. That game is still. It did pretty good sales, right? It had. Many sales during the first month, and it's still getting sales right now.
Yeah. It's a very good game. I still play it from time to time.
So, yeah. What else should we talk about? Should we do the scramble giveaway? Is it time?
No. Sure thing. What time is it now?
6:00.
Okay. Yeah. It's been about an hour, right? So shall we? Shall we?
Okay. You play some dramatic music?
Oh yeah, what's good dramatic music?
Think. You know any?
thinking, but all I can think of is just like, oh, I know. This is actually a soundtrack from a game, but it's kind of appropriate. What is it called? I do not remember.
I do not remember. Fuck my life.
It's part of the Killer Instinct soundtrack, and I remember whose character it's for. But it's called. I think it's called Sand. Is it called?
Oh, I know. No, you made me remember something.
If anyone remembers what the Agano's theme is called.
I'm gonna play.
Oh no.
What?
subir volumen, subir, subir, avanzar. Exterior. Terminal. Terminal, mes listenes, nueva línea. Mes listenes, all 95. Mes listenes, all Spotify, y Europe. Aplicación, cuadro de dial, selección de enlace, Spotify. Safari, sin título, ventana. No sé. Home barra Twitter, contenido web. Cuadro, que divantan de aquí, botón, tweet, text, editar, nueva línea. Editar, en, espacio.
So guys, are you ready for the scramble giveaway? Are you? Huh? Are you ready? Alright, so here's how we will do the scramble giveaway, right? I'm going to...
Channel 916, number general, text channels. Am I too late to join the giveaway?
No,
what? Wait. Are you? Result to print Discord Canary 916.
Message
numero Jeff. List.
You're not too late. I'm going to enter our name.
Oh, are we doing like random.org or something?
No, I'm doing a little script here.
Oh. with a not actually random thing.
No, it is. You add his name here. 0916.
Right.
I'm going to show the entire script, right? Okay, Shiro916, you're in the giveaway, right? You have been entered and you have a possibility to win. So
Discord, Canary, Spotify.
Let's, show the entire script here.
Index, drop, text edit, application, find, text edit, cons minus equal a, asset, finder, Spotify.
Let's do now the music a little bit. Sorry that the, apparently my Mac is going to read some signs in Spanish, even though the voice is set to English. Do you know how to fix that, or?
You would have to change your system language, because Mac doesn't do the iOS thing where your language, like, yeah.
No, I'm going to try to explain.
Cons participants, as equally.
Here are the list of participants, right?
Amir, Telegram Audio Gamers.
I have the name and then where I got the contact info from, or where he or she messaged me from. So Amir. I have the name and then okay.
Amir, Telegram Audio Gamers. Drew Idlebear, Arnold Arabi, Discord. SHIRO916. Granty Kari, Telegram Audio Gamers, Your 206 PC, YAGAMI 1989, Rivian PC, Patrick Marcy Uyete, Pates PC, Cornetto King PC, Fuzz PC, Mashed PC.
C is Discord, TW is Twitter.
TW Twitter. Doaz Yaz PC, Nikita K PC, Briadri PC, Werner Katz PC, Shoes Baby, Murak TW, Sukil DC, Destrans, Discord Canary, Imaginatrix, Number General, Text Channels. Was there an update in the last 12 hours that allows you to unlock the mini game? I haven't updated since yesterday. Where's Suk? Destrans DC. Anya Kristen, Panda TC, Khalil TC, El Canario, Tyson Twitter, Johan Tan TC.
Okay, this is a list of participants, and then what it does is this.
Console.log for this giveaway, we have dollar, live is key here, participants.length, live the reach off participants.
Gets the number of participants, and it shows them.
Console.log and the winner. Console.log is. Cons winner as equal participants, math.floor, math.random, as well participants.length.
What this does is draw a random number. Random element from the array of participants.
Console.log dollar live is geared winner live you reach off. Thanks everyone for participating in this dollar. Console.log dollar live is geared winner live you reach off. Thanks everyone for participating in this dollar live is geared giveaway. We own Bajo product live you reach off giveaway.
Oh.
Sponsored by Oriel Gomez. Ori Gomez. Live you reach off.
We're gonna do this, mine. Right? And attention, who's gonna win? Okay.
Spotify.
Are we ready to find out?
Dynasty Finder. Discord Canary 2 Safari Audio Hijack Spotify Finder
giveaway. Finder on.
Index.js Carpet Content Stream Yacht Term Agent.
Right, are you ready?
Nod Base Yuri. For this giveaway we have 27 participants.
Okay.
And the winner.
And the winner
is
dun 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 dun.
Your 206 DC. Thanks everyone for participating in this scramble giveaway. Sponsored by Oriel Gomez, Ori Gomez. Your 206.
Your 216 from Discord.
Sponsored. Scrap. For everyone. Thanks. Your 200 is your 2602. R. You. Muy balanea. You are 206.
From my server. I remember this person asking me to be in the giveaway this morning, so you're the winner.
All right.
If you're not listening, I will let you know that you've won the Scramble giveaway. So congratulations. Let's
Finder.
Continue playing
Spotify.
Music.
Spotify. Spotify. Super.
Ya está. Ya lo tenemos. We got it.
Discord Canary, Flamulus, Number General, Text Channels. Yeah, he passed it this morning.
Yeah. He did. So congratulations to the winner, right?
Congratulations.
Congratulations fucking lations, like you said earlier, right?
Indeed.
Discord Canary, Flamulus, Number General, Text Channels, also saves or not data or something. They're not in the game's folder.
Oh, is there anything else we'd like to talk about? Or should we cut it?
Yeah, not that I can think of. We don't
Discord
seem
canary,
to have...
Discord Canary, Chiro916, Number General, Text Channels, congrats, colon slate underscore smile.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, this is someone else. No, we do not need. Finder. We do not seem Discord to have the.
Discord canary. No, but one. I will give him a mention.
Yeah.
Message general. Message numero general. Kiadron 80 with no sense space.
Yep. Oh well. Congrats to the winner. Yes, indeed.
E. N. Final gamer is typing. Silicon Reenclosada.
I hope to see you guys on a later stream. I'm definitely planning to do more of these. Definitely better organized. Maybe I will do some gameplays, like, I don't know, me playing Scramble, me playing some games and talking about it. This was just a kind of a first experiment with this setup, so... But I think it went well, nonetheless. So, thanks everyone for tuning in, and I hope to see you guys on my future streams. I will now leave you to listen to my 24-hour automatic music broadcast system.
Automatic music broadcast
system. I made it up. Sorry.
AMBS. AMBS. Automatic.
Can
music
you do
broadcast
a gameplay stream like Liam? Well, I don't know. I guess, but not on YouTube. I will do it here if. Yes, if I do it, I will do it here. Not on YouTube, because I like playing music on my streams as well, so... And YouTube doesn't let me, you know, do any kind of,
Yeah, you'll get flagged really quick.
Yeah, I will get flagged for streaming copyrighted music. And I'm not interested in getting money from my streams, I just do it for fun. So, I'm glad you guys tuned in. And thanks again for tuning in, and I hope to see you guys on a later stream.
Bye.
Bye.
Salir de Discord canal general terminal Finder Safari audio y fax.